And good morning, everyone. It's now 8:40 at KOTA Radio News. It's Friday and time for our professional profile. Today we have Mariah Bloom, attorney from Aspen Legacy Planning with offices in Rapid City and Spearfish, in studio today. And our topic, proactive legal solutions if you or a loved one becomes incapacitated. Good morning, Mariah. We are missing someone. Stephen Weslick, not in studio today.
Good morning, Steve. And yes, we're missing Stephen. Stephen needed to help a family address changes in their estate planning, actually, this morning. And so he's over doing a trust amendment.
Well, I'm always happy to hear that you guys continue to help families. So what would you like to talk about today?
Today, I wanted to take some time to talk about proactive legal solutions that we can offer and put into place now so that if or when you become incapacitated, you have the right plan and strategies in place so your loved ones have the ability to manage your affairs.
Okay, and I think we have talked about this before, right?
You know, Steve, we have, but as I continue to scroll on social media, I continue to read stories from friends and others about the difficult recovery some are experiencing from COVID. Being required to self-isolate and quarantine, or being unable to speak and make choices for oneself. Incapacity is a major concern, and everyone needs to be addressing what their proactive legal solution will be. Although death is still a very real concern, incapacity is also a real issue.
Okay, so when you say incapacity, what are you referring to?
Good question. So incapacity is when you're unable to make your own financial or life decisions. This could result from illness or an accident. If that happens and you have no plan in place, a court will be required to appoint a guardian and conservator to handle your affairs. Because without that appointment, no one has, for example, the power to manage or sell your assets, write checks on your bank account, or file your income tax return. Let's say in the most simple terms, property that is titled in your individual name, when you become incapacitated, requires a guardianship and conservatorship to give someone authority to manage or sell that asset. This procedure can be expensive and take time.
All right, so what can you and Stephen at Aspen Legacy Planning do to solve this?
Well, Steve, we have three legal strategies that we can utilize to protect you when you are incapacitated. The first legal strategy is a general durable power of attorney. This is an important solution to prevent issues that arise from anyone at any age who becomes incapacitated. This document is also important no matter your situation, even if you have a living trust, which we will talk about next, because not every asset you own is appropriate to transfer to a revocable living trust.
Why is a living trust not enough?
Let me provide you with an example. Many people who don't even think that they have anything may have a tax-qualified plan, such as an IRA or 401k. Sometimes these accounts are offered by employers. So I like this example because it fits a majority of your listeners, no matter the age. The law treats a transfer of these accounts to a living trust as though you withdrew all of the money from that account, which would mean that you have to pay income tax on the entire account value in that year. That is not the best option. You would never want to do that. So you have this tax-qualified plan, you have a beneficiary designation, and you become incapacitated. Your beneficiary designation doesn't do any good. Your successor trustee in your living trust wouldn't be able to access the account because that account isn't in the name of the trust. So you use your general durable power of attorney, where you most likely name the same individual to manage your affairs as you named in the trust. Take control of your tax-qualified account and manage it. A general durable power of attorney is a key component to a proper estate plan.
Okay, so everyone needs a general durable power of attorney. I get it. Is that it?
Steve, everyone needs a general durable power of attorney, but no, that's not all. For example, the next legal strategy is a revocable living trust, which may be necessary or desired solution for certain people. In a revocable living trust, if properly funded, it will allow the successor trustee you name to take over the management of your business and financial affairs immediately. And most importantly, when you recover. Meaning you are no longer incapacitated and you can retake control as soon as you're ready.
I've heard living trusts are complicated and faulty.
You know, a revocable living trust is a sophisticated solution, but it doesn't have to be complicated. It is a legal arrangement that is recognized by the laws of every state. To implement a living trust plan, you create the trust agreement and include in the document the names of the persons you want to manage your property and financial affairs. They are called your successor trustees. It may be one person, it can be multiple people, it could be a bank or a trust department. In addition to creating the trust, you also must properly fund the trust, which means repositioning your assets. So, Steve, it's not that living trust can't be understood. You just need to pick the right legal team. You need to have a relationship with your legal team, and you need to have frequent conversations and updates with that team. If you keep your estate plan up to date to match your goals, objectives, and what your current assets are, if some disaster does come along, you are prepared.
What is a common mistake you see when people have living trust?
You must keep your funding updated. For the trust to work properly, you have to properly transfer the title of any assets you require after you initially set up that trust into a trust. And as your assets and accounts change, so should your trust schedules. Everything needs to continue to be updated.
Okay, what about how to handle healthcare decisions?
So that's the third legal arrangement you need, and that's a healthcare power of attorney, because you need someone you trust to make healthcare decisions for you if you cannot. The person you name may be the same person you named in that general durable power of attorney, but it may not be. Some people choose different people to manage their business affairs who are different than those who they choose to handle their personal care and health decisions.
Thanks, Mariah, for such great information.
Thank you, Steve. And your listeners can get more information about us on our website, AspenLegacyPlanning.com, or they can call us at 605-721-7665. We offer no-obligation consultations to show you the solutions we offer. All you have to do is contact us to schedule an appointment. Again, you can get more helpful information on our website, AspenLegacyPlanning.com, or call us on our telephone number, 721-7665. And you have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
That's Mariah Bloom joining us this morning from Aspen Legacy Planning, our guest this morning on our 840 Professional Profile.